This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Welcome back to hour number two of On the Tee Florida. We are live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Got Tom Gribben in the house. Of course, we've got Bill Buttner, one of the two pros in the hack. John Rieger up there at St. Augustine Beach. And we've got a special guest in the house. I'll introduce her as soon as I take care of a little bit of business. We're brought to you by Michelob Ultra Light, Superior Light Beer, proud sponsor of all things golf at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse and On the Tee Florida. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. An ice pick vodka also. Be sure to grab a Champa Bay, an ice pick vodka cocktail. Go on over and see Sadie at our favorite place. That's Sea Dogs Brewery, where they're serving breakfast daily. And Charlie Breakiron and the gang, they put together homemade. You tell them
that Mike Rickard sent you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Doubles the price on that one, I'll bet.
Exactly. And you double the tips to Sadie.
There you go.
And she's going to join us right now. And I'm not going to butcher this name. Sadie Chapowski. Yeah. Well,
Welcome aboard, Sadie. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, come on. Really. Just
she's a golfer, this one.
Really?
Yeah. Real golfer.
Well, we discovered that.
Tell us about her.
And we did a little bit of homework on you. So you started playing golf at 5 and then decided to get back into it at 12. And you were a part of first tee of St. Petersburg over at Twin Brooks, right? Oh, well, maybe if I had your mic on, we could hear you. How's that?
Testing.
Test. Talk like you're talking to Buttner.
Yeah, just yelling at me. Like.
I'm talking to him.
Though. Yeah, that's
exactly. You're talking to Buttner. You're not talking quietly.
That's right.
But she then went to Boca Ciega. She's a lady pirate and was the only girl. And on the boys' team, I bet that was kind of adventuresome. And then, of course, you got a... scholarship to Daytona and junior college for a couple of years. And
hurt me, but that's all right.
Yeah. Where was Eckerd College? Where was the Triton?
Well, where was the money?
Where was the money? That's right.
The money, Jerry Maguire, my rear end. She's your neighbor. You should have found something for her, and she should have never left town.
She said I had a 1% chance of going there.
Good thing I'm not an alum at Eckerd and a contributor. You went out the door.
She had a 1% chance.
Anyway, so she went down and had a great time at Florida Golf. And now she is back in back home. And we discovered her the other day. Well, Tom Gribben, he's been discovering talent for decades. And all of a sudden,
right away,
he discovers you immediately. And the next thing you know, you're going to be a star on the Tee Florida on a regular basis. Just so you know that.
Yeah, Shay, let me tell you what it's done for me. Okay, that's enough. All right. Go ahead.
Hey, do you know this guy?
Open bar tab? What the hell?
That's right. Yeah. But I get water without Petty around.
What, do you think I can do the show and go wait on you? You are a prima donna PGA Tour guy now. See that? He was on the tour 15 years.
Hey, be proud of it, Bill. Don't even fight.
He has his own card. Has he ever shown you his own card?
I've seen it.
He shows it everybody in the neighborhood. You showed everybody in the neighborhood?
Well, it's on the signs as you turn the corners and different signs.
The Bill Buttner Drive over there, Pasadena.
Hey, the best part of this whole story is, you know, I was telling Bill about this new guest we're going to have on, and I'd like to have her on as much as she wants. As soon as I mention her name, he goes, oh, yeah, I know her.
I know.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So, young lady, and I forgot a couple of other factoids that I thought were really cool. You've been on the Golf Channel twice and with Martin Hall and the playing lessons with the pros. How did you get on the Golf Channel?
So that was... it was in 2016. I played in the Nature Valley First Tee Open at Pebble Beach. And it was myself and my friend Claire, who's also part of the First Tee. I kind of had a feeling, I'm not going to lie, because like we applied for that tournament. And then they said, oh, they want you to be on the Golf Channel for like a special thing. And we're like, I wonder why. That's kind of random. So it was because of that. But we went on the show. We did the segment with Martin Hall. And we hit a couple balls into the simulator. He gave us some tips. And after it was over, he said, well, the reason you guys have been here is because I'm letting you know you got accepted into the tournament. So it was just super fun all around. It was a great experience.
And you've been on The Morning Drive, another great show that I watch religiously.
Yeah, yep. I did that one. We filmed two segments with him, and then my two segments, one was on Morning Drive, one was on Playing Lessons. So it was like a double whammy.
And the Nature Valley is a senior tour event.
I love that event.
So she played with?
The guy's name.
Oh my God.
Well, he was a star. You know what? He was an old guy. He was an old guy. Well, you had breakfast with Tom.
She had a couple of drinks before the show today. I can tell.
No, I did. It was an amazing time. I don't know why I don't remember his name, but I loved his caddy. I was a lot closer with the caddy. The caddy was awesome.
Breakfast with Bernard Langer and Tom Watson.
I did.
Right there.
Bernard was sitting. He was at his own table, and I was with my mom, and I was like, I have to do it. Like, he's sitting there by himself. So I went over there, sat down with him.
He's just going over yourself and sat down?
I went for it.
Sadie's like that.
We need to get her in our world here.
Oh, yes.
I was embracing the whole Pebble Beach thing. I had no fear. I was like, I'm just gonna make the most of it.
As so, well, you should.
Yeah. So I went and sat with him. He was super cool. And then as I was leaving, in walked Tom Watson. So I spoke with him.
He's a nice guy.
Great guy.
Yeah, he's great.
My son played college golf in Kansas City, and he would always have them come out to his. I can't think of his course, but Tom would sit there and talk. That's cool, kind of like Eckerd, Rutgers University, and he would engage with the kids. And my son Michael, yeah, Dad, I was hitting balls with Tom Watson today. He's that kind of guy, isn't he?
He was. He was amazing. He was super, super sweet. I didn't know what to expect because, like, you see them growing up, you see their faces, you watch them play. It was kind of surreal to just actually be there talking to him, and it was a pleasant surprise how nice he was.
So let's talk about. I always like to do this, especially when I'm interviewing the youngsters, the high school level. What's your favorite memory at the high school level that the great game of golf brought you? And then we'll ask you, you know, collegiately.
Yeah, so they're all pretty similar, honestly. I'm super close with my family, my parents. In high school, being the only girl, I would say I kind of, like, did everything on my own. I went to the tournaments by myself. I played in all of the, like, high school events against the other schools as, like, just me. There was no team or anything. So it was almost
there was
like...
no team at Bogey?
No, it was just me. There were no girls. So... The coach was actually the soccer coach. He was great. He's actually passed away since then, but he would show up to, like, some of the events, but a lot of the time it would just be my dad taking me. So probably my favorite memory was just driving there with my parents, playing golf, seeing them after. Like, it was more of like a family thing for me. Like, they kind of were my golf team in high school.
And that's cool. That's the way it is. I did that with my son, and it becomes that bond. So collegiately, though, you finally have teammates.
Right. It was a whole new world. Yeah. I have so many amazing memories. I don't even, especially going to two different schools, too. There's just like worlds of memories from both of them. Probably my favorite memory of college golf would be with my teammate, Sarah. She, like, quickly became my best friend. She was awesome. We lived together, and we did workouts every week with the team. So we had 5 a.m. workouts twice a week.
5 a.m.?
5 a.m., yeah.
Hey, Eckerd, are you paying attention? This is how you get successful.
We have 6 a.m., 6 a.m.
Oh, you give them an extra hour?
Yeah, so we would do the lift twice a week, and then we had swimming once a week. And probably my best college golf memory, even though it's more of a workout, was during the swim workout, Sarah and I would wear, like, our big goggles swimming, and we would walk back to the car, and our hair would just be matted, but it was just so fun doing it with her, and just, it's really more the memories of, like, the people for me more than it is the actual golf.
It's always the team. Hey, John Rager, you're up there in St. Augustine. Do you have any questions?
I want to give our listeners out there a quick rundown on her, too, as far as her career. And for listeners out there, you're talking to somebody who led her team to the National Junior College Athletic Association National Championship in 2017-2018. That is wonderful. And she finished up her college career at Florida Gulf Coast University, and I'm partial to that because I've had a handful of young people that have gone through the professional golf management program out there, so I've become a big fan of Florida Gulf Coast University. And one of the things you want to really know out there is that, you know, I was the executive director of a First Tee chapter for a couple of years, and I can tell you that to get in the Nature Valley First Tee Open at Pebble Beach, it's not easy. I mean, all the chapters around the country submit names of people that need to go. So, you know, she is the real deal. And one of the things also I learned about it is that Sadie's mom is named Patty, and it's spelled the same as Patty Suzette, who is our celebrity cart girl. Plus, I know why she's on the show right now, and we need her on the show because she was a psychology major at Florida Gulf Coast University. That explains everything.
Well, she's been analyzing Bill Buttner since she got here.
That's why I had to stop with psychology. He broke me.
Bill Buttner broke you.
That's not the last. The first one that's on that.
Hey, I do have a question.
John, it sounds like she needs to give me 3 strokes aside. Is what?
Oh, she needs to give you 10 strokes aside, Tom, just to tell you that right now. But, Sadie, tell me about your relationship with the game of golf now. I mean, you've had great notoriety as a junior golfer, college golfer, and now that you're out, do you still love the game of golf? Do you still play the game of golf? And what do you think about the game of golf these days?
I do love it. I would say more than anything, I'm grateful for the doors that's opened for me. After my junior and senior year of college, I kind of got pretty burnt out, I hate to say. I won't name my college coach. She's moved on and everything. She's no longer a coach, but she played a huge role as far as me kind of like losing my passion, losing my spark. So post-college, I worked in a golf shop. I was making my way to being like a PGA pro. I was getting in the program, and the passion is not there as it was as far as playing. And I know it will be back. I hope it's back. But I still love the game. I love keeping up with it. I love all the memories of it. But I did get a little bit burnt out, and it's definitely not there for me as much as it was before, which I hate to say.
Well, hopefully this crew will reignite it.
Yeah.
You know, John, yeah. We're going to be your fans. I'm going to be part of
seeing. Well, I tell you what, Tom, you just nailed it right there. You know, as a competitive golfer, yeah, it's hard. You know, and you're working all the time at it, and it's very stressful. But at the same time, there is a transition when you become a competitive golfer, then you have to transition into just being a golfer and having a good time. And it sounds like you're on the right track, and we are your people. We will help you learn how to play social golf, have fun, and enjoy the great game.
Well, thank you. That's amazing, and I look forward to that for sure.
And we offered her the assistant coaching job at Eckerd College, by the way.
Is that a fact? Ooh, is that a fact?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That changes it around.
And that was completely.
He's trying to, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to make up for not recruiting you and getting you there.
So
you get to wear the Triton gear, probably. Okay. And I'm a big Triton guy. They're one of my weekly supporters on my Sports Connection show. In fact, they'll be on this week.
Good. Who you got coming up?
I've got the soccer ladies.
Okay, good. Luke.
Yep.
Luke will be here shortly.
Like Luke. Yep. He's going to be up here shortly?
Yeah. We're going to have some dinner here.
Oh, really?
He's my roommate.
Let me ask you this. When are you going to start bringing the Eckerd kids? Maybe we'll have Sadie come over and give some tips. When are you going to start doing simulator here with the team?
It's a good question.
Hey, when they bring their own sticks, they're serious. I'm glad you got your own sticks, my man.
There you go. I like that.
In fact, the Yuengling simulator is going to be used right now, as well as the Michelob Ultra. So it's a good week at the 19th Hole Clubhouse. And young lady, you have free pass anytime. Just get a hold of me, and you can come up and use the simulator.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, how good is that?
Thank
so,
you.
So how
didn't even offer that to me, John? What's going? What's wrong with this?
I let you have eight swings. Hey, Ferg will send you the bill. So how good did it feel to tell him no, that you didn't want to coach at Eckerd?
It didn't feel good. I don't want to say no.
Well,
he but said, I offer it for no money. I mean, I figured you'd jump at it.
Yeah. You're so the Sadie, money guy. That's why you and I get along so well.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Sadie, one of the things I wanted to ask you also, it's my final question for you. What advice would you give to young girls, young ladies who are playing competitive golf about how to go about doing that, since you've experienced a little burnout in that? What advice would you portray to, you know, to your younger folks now that look up to you and say, wow, look what she's accomplished? What would you tell them as far as how to go about it?
Yeah, I love that question. I think the number one thing I would tell them is to just enjoy it and embrace it and not take it so seriously. Like, obviously, you have to take it seriously to get into college, to get scholarships. Like, you have to work hard and you have to grind. But I think looking back, if I could change anything, it would be just, like, really, really enjoying it and embracing it and living in the moment more than, like, worrying about what I'm going to shoot and is it going to be good enough for a school and who's beating me in this tournament. Like, I think if I would have just let it flow more naturally and let myself just enjoy it, I think I, like, ultimately would have succeeded more and done better anyway.
And it would make it more of a lifelong.
Right, which I'm sure it still will be, but
I think I got a gut feel that it's still going to be.
I think so. I think so too.
I don't think you'd be on the golf radio show if you didn't still have that fire and.
She said no. I'm a surfer now.
She's got that surfer girl look.
I'm a surfer. I'll take it.
Yeah. She looks like an athlete. That's
well, I think a lot of athletes do this, Coach.
Yeah, no question.
Too much pressure to themselves.
They really feel like.
Don't stop and smell the roses.
They have to impress people. They really have to impress coaches. They have to impress the college coaches. They have to impress their teammates. They put a lot of pressure on
them. When you're in the middle of it, I mean, you have to drive to be successful. You know, they just interviewed Deion Sanders. But is he enjoying the moment? And he goes, hey, Santa has to deliver the presents. He doesn't have time to stop and eat the cookies, which is really sums up that, you know.
Sounds like Deion.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great quote. But it really, when Sadie was talking, it reminded me of that, you know, when back in my competing days. I mean, you really have to focus on that.
Yeah,
and it can kill the joy.
The moment that it actually all occurred to me was a few months ago. One of my former teammates, she's still in college, she plays for Georgia Southern now, I went and watched
the Eagles.
Her name's Haley. So I went and watched her, and I watched her get so frustrated. Like, it's just me, it's a beautiful day, I'm off work, I went to watch her play, and I'm like, man, like, I did the same exact thing, and now it doesn't matter. Like, I've been out of it for a few years, and like, I wish I could go back in that moment. And if I hit it in the woods, I'm out here playing college golf. Like, I'm blessed to be able to go home, eat dinner, and do it all the next day. Like, looking back, I wish, and I obviously can't change it now, but so that would be my advice. Instead of me wishing I could, is to pass it on to other people to just understand that it's really not a big deal. Like, it doesn't matter how you do.
Okay, girl. She says, if you hit it in the woods, enjoy it. That's what I got out of it.
Said and done. I know.
Well, and in reality, is at 24 now?
Yeah, 24.
At 24 years of age, you've still got all kinds of opportunity. And the beauty of, you know, what you've done for your entire living, and John Rager, and someone that's played the game, if you know, regardless of what you do for a career the rest of your life, you can play in tournaments all the time. You can go and bug him at St. Pete Country Club and play in the tournaments and compete as much as you want. We just had a guy that played all over the world that has his own family business, a friend of mine, and it gives you that opportunity, and you could be an amateur kicking butt and having fun.
What a hell of a partner she would be, trust me.
Yeah. And Sadie.
Well, in fact, I wanted to mention that to y'all, and I wanted to go on public record that for my scramble road team, she has now been appointed that I take dibs on Sadie for my scramble road team.
We discovered her at Sea Dogs.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
You got
you
Patty.
Went home.
You get Patty.
We're trying to put the golf show together. And, the man that discovers talent all over the country, he discovered me. That's the only mistake he's made. but discovers talent. He found her. So you're out of the equation.
No. You guys would be a formidable
very
team.
Formidable.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, Sadie, you can look forward to making a lot of deals on the golf course too, as you move ahead.
I can move into that aspect of golf, which I've never done before. So that is exciting.
Well, another thing I love, and I used to do this a lot up north, I had a friend of my sister's who played collegiately, and I would take her to every time we were in a scramble, and Leah would be up there, on the women's tees, just jacking it further than she would if she was down the men's tees with these guys. And it was game over. I mean, she's out there, and all we got to do is pitch and putt, and you're going to do the same thing. You're a tiny little thing. They'll say, he's got a gal on the team. So get out there and rock it one, and then.
That is, my dad's always had this thing where, like, he's super good at everything, darts, pool, whatever it is, and someone will come up to him like, hey, want to play darts? Like, you want to bet? And he's like, well, I've never played darts, but I'd love to try.
Your dad's Paul Newman. He's the hustler.
So that'll be my new golf thing. That'll be how I get back in.
Yeah,
the hustler, right.
Exactly.
It's like playing poker. Are you, the 3-1's any good?
But anybody that sits down to an empty table with Bernhard Langer will have no problem.
I can't believe you did that. That's a girl. So who's your favorite male golfer in today's world, besides Bill Buttner and his card from 1991?
Besides Bill Buttner. You know, I've always been trying to get one of his cards. I think there's only one in the world.
There's only one left.
But I think my favorite, I really like Harold Varner III. It's kind of like a...
He went to LIV.
That's all right. What's the matter with that?
He's still a great golfer.
He's still a great golfer.
I love his story.
Yeah, I love his mindset. All the stuff he posts online is all super optimistic, kind of like embodies what I was just saying about
exactly.
Yeah, about like it's all good. If you shoot 90, it's all good. Try again tomorrow.
How about that, John Rager? How about that choice?
Well, that's absolutely great. And, you know, and in fact, Carol Varner III is one of my favorite live golfers out there.
His foundation's doing great. He's very supportive of it.
You know, and at any time, and potentially it's happened on several occasions, a racial conversation will come break out. He is the perfect person to just quell that with his delivery and the way he looks at things. Am I right?
He's great in all kinds of ways.
Oh, without a doubt.
I'm going to start following him. That's great. Okay. That's great.
Carol Varner III, just a cool, cool cat. Your favorite female golfer?
I got to say Brittany Lincecum. She's local. I've grown up first tee. She's been around. So I like her.
How about the two twins down here in Bradenton, Nellie Corder and her sister Jessica?
I like them a lot. There's really none that I don't like. I still like, just got to go with Brittany just because she's the hometown hero.
Wow.
And she's a great gal. I got to meet her, you know, briefly for, you know, 5-minute conversation. But everybody talks about how she gives back to the game. So,
I tell you what, one of the interesting things about this conversation is the fact that
as high school coaches,
as college coaches, I know that I've had a great fortune to do both. And of course, we know the stellar record of Bill Buttner as a college coach. What we see, and the longer we're in this profession as a coach, is the fact that all of our young players, whether they pan out as a PGA or LPGA tour player, whatever they go, they all grow up to be husbands and wives and members of the community, and what they do is they take their kids and they extend the game into the future. So the future is bright for you. In fact, I heard that you're 24, so that means that next year, hey, who knows? You might want to go play, go qualify for the U.S. Women's Mid Amateur. That might be in your future.
Yeah, definitely a goal that I would love to work towards.
Well, Sadie, we appreciate you coming on board. You're going to be our Sea Dog spokeswoman from now on as we support Sea Dogs, you know, and you know the grub's there. Great. You're serving it up, and it's a cool place to work. So we'll have you. I'm going to tell Fred and Charlie you're going to be the spokesperson.
Absolutely.
For us,
yes,
on a regular basis, even if we just got to give you a phone call, you know, Wings Wednesday, Taco Tuesday, whatever the deal. Burgers on Monday.
Burger Monday.
Exactly. What's Thursday?
Fish and chips.
Very good. What's Friday?
It was snow crab legs, and it's moved on to, what is it moved on to? Prime rib. Now it's prime rib.
Oh, yeah, it's prime rib. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, young lady. Well, thank you. You have an open invitation to come down anytime. And Buttner, is he a good neighbor?
He's a great neighbor.
Great.
He's a great
guy. Neighbor Bill.
Everybody loves him. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. I'm going to help these ladies get teed off up here at the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios and on
Michelob course. Huh?
Exactly. All right. We'll be back on the Tee Florida conversation with good friend Mark Egli when we return. We'll be right back. Live from first.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Buttner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we wind our last half hour down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our great friends at Ice Pick Vodka. Come on down. Have a Champa Bay, because it is Champa Bay right now in this area with the Bucks got their first win. They take on the Bears at home right now tonight. We've got the Baltimore Orioles in a four-game series with our Tampa Bay Rays. And, of course, your Florida State Seminoles are number three in the country. It's a great time to be a Floridian. And of course, in Champa Bay as well. So Ice Pick Vodka, come on down and celebrate tonight at 8 o'clock. We also, well, for you Philadelphia Phillies, Eagles fans, it's the crazies from Philly will be down
tonight.
Eight o'clock. Yeah, against the Minnesota Vikings.
Right after the show.
And
watch the Thursday night game.
Exactly. And grab yourself some best wings in the Bay. Wings for the game.
Here at Ferg's.
Exactly. All right. This conversation is brought to you by our good friends at Michelob Ultra as well, supporting everything we do in the world of golf here. And Bill Butner, of course, he's
given lessons.
He's given lessons to the ladies that just showed up. I appreciate you doing this for me. I'm going to owe him. He's going to get himself a Champa Bay. He's going to get wings, whatever he wants. He's given lessons up here on the Michelob Ultra.
I heard that.
Now let's shift gears. We've been talking Ryder Cup. We had a nice conversation with Mike McCoy, and he's always kind enough to take a few minutes for me, and he's my good friend up in Des Moines, Iowa, Mark Egli. How are you, my man? How are things in the great state of Iowa?
Things are awfully nice here in paradise these days. It's 75 degrees and beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
Paradise.
I'm going to mute your mic during this conversation. I have to defend the great state of Iowa on a weekly basis, Mark. You'd be proud of me. I have plenty of fuel. And then when I throw a Mike McCoy into it, I throw a Gene Elliott into it, I throw a Zach Johnson, and now you, we've got plenty of firepower to talk of the great game of golf from the state of Iowa. So let's talk Ryder Cup. 2 weeks out, Zach, who you've known since he was a toddler, essentially, over there in Cedar Rapids. Interesting times for own Zach, and he's actually playing this week.
Where is he playing? I didn't know that.
John Rager?
Yeah, he's actually out in Silverado, California, which is in East Orange County. It's located in the Santa Ana mountain range up there, one of the most beautiful places on Earth you can possibly play golf, and he's in the Fortinet Championship. He's playing along with several of his Ryder Cup players, Justin Thomas and Max Homa and several others. And so he's out there playing. He's doing a fair to middling job of it, and I think he's going to make the cut.
Well, why don't you, John Rager, do your superb intro for Mark Egli, because I kind of take it for granted because I've known him for almost two decades now. Why don't you introduce him to our audience that may not have heard him in the past?
Well, you know, even though Mark's been on our show numerous times, we do have a lot of new listeners because we're, Florida's fastest growing radio show. And, you know, Mark is a very unique individual. And probably the best way to sum it up, especially his educational background, he's one of the very few and one of the very first to have an education degree with a degree focusing on kinesiology, biomechanics, physics, human anatomy, with sports motion analysis studies in most every sport. You know, Mark basically will take somebody, it doesn't matter who you are, you can have never played golf before, you could be an advanced tour player, and to actually make sense of what it takes your body and your mind to play golf. So, you know, Mark is probably one of the Hall of Fame Iowa PGA members out there that, you know, he's got his own practice there at in Des Moines at the driving range up there. And I can tell you that, you know, if any time you're in Iowa, you have to, like, parachute out of that airplane and drop in Des Moines, then you need to take a lesson from this gentleman.
Thanks for the introduction.
Well, you should have heard the Gene Elliott introduction. I got goosebumps like he was on the number one tee at the old course. Being the old starter at the Outback, he's done this several times. So as you, I'll get back to my question now we've introduced you properly. As Zach prepares here, 2 weeks out, a lot on his on the table. He's been preparing for almost 2 years now, and he's got to be anxious. Have you had any conversation in the last few months or the last half year with Zach about his excitement and his desire to be the captain of the Ryder Cup team?
The last time I saw Zach was at the PGA last year, and he was so excited, and it was being interrupted because that was almost the week that all the big stuff was coming out on Live Tour. And I admire how he handled the Live Tour situation. And I know that he is just super passionate about what's going to go on in Europe. And I think he's inspired by, you know, you mentioned Mike McCoy. They're coming from behind victory in the Walker Cup. And it's still unfathomable. You know, your fellow pros there would recognize that we have some club pros here in Iowa on the senior level, on the regular level. We take on the world when they play the national championships. And I don't know if you knew that Mike McCoy's son, Nate, lost to a two-time USGA champion, Stuart Hagestad, in the mid-amateur this week. And it's always nice when you can make it to the Sweet 16 in a USGA event. And we just, can you imagine, we have the Walker Cup captain and the Ryder Cup captain from Iowa, both in the same year. And I'll just tell you, I knew both these guys when they were little kids, and they have spirit and drive, and they're competitive. And they're not, there was no taking for granted anything going on with this entire process. From golf bags to golf swing. So I'm proud of Mike and Zach both. So I know what's in
there. Hey, Mark, to give you a quick update here. So Zach Johnson is tied for 11th. He has made the cut. He's 3 under par. He's 6 behind the leaders. But more importantly, Zach is in front of all his Ryder Cup players who are playing in the tournament right now.
So that's about as good as it gets. And I promise you that he will continue to play well. Because, you know, we don't talk much what's going on all the tours as much as golf swings, what are you doing? And I'll tell you what, Zach Johnson is one of the brightest men that I've ever met on golf course management. And over at St. Mary's, one of my old friends, Mike Bender, just east of Orlando, is Ben Zach's teacher for a long time. And to be on the golf course, when we get together at these national championships, we always spend a day with Zach. And, you know, he's got the putting coach, he's got the wedge coach, Mike is the swing coach, and the strategy. You know, James Siekman over here in Omaha is really good with golf course strategy and short game. I think that he has an impact on some of these guys if they're going around the course over there in Italy and say, hey, we want to go here, we want to go there, we don't want to be here. I know that he has a group of young guys that are his peers that he's flown on those private jets with from time to time, where they respect each other's golf knowledge. And so I can see him actually being a little bit active with these guys on how to play the golf course. some will want to play their own way, so be it. But why not listen to one of the best experts I've ever known at course management?
When you
think, Mark, there's something interesting about what you just said, too. If you go to Instagram and you go to Mike Bender Golf, it's Bender spelled B-E-N-D-E-R, so Mike Bender Golf, he actually shares his teaching out there for everybody to see. You know, it's interesting when you're one of the great teachers out there, some of them may be protective or territorial about their instruction. But for the average golfer out there, if you want to, you know, learn from Zach Johnson's instructor, and the person that really helped Zach achieve what he's done as a swing coach, you go right now to Instagram and go Mike Bender Golf. You go out there and, you know, Mike posts something every day. It's really interesting to see that he shares what he knows to the world out there.
And he has hundreds of thousands of followers. And your listeners in Florida can get on the highway for an hour, hour and a half and go see him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's pretty cool. You know, as a previous teaching professional, I can tell you that one of the things you always do, you're seeking knowledge. You're always looking at everything, everybody, trying to figure out how you can help your students. And Mike has been a tremendous resource. And if you're an average golfer and you're listening to this broadcast right now, go to Mike Bender Golf on Instagram, and you'll pick up a few things I guarantee will help your game.
Well, Mark, when you take a look at the decisions he had to make, Justin Thomas, you know, was a little controversial whether he was going to select somebody from LIV, and he went with Brooks Koepka, you know, understandably so. Maybe some question marks on Bryson DeChambeau after he shot that 58, but I think that you couldn't find a fairer, a wiser decision maker than Zach Johnson, and I'm sure he put a lot of thought and examination into every guy that he picked.
I can promise you that. And I like Lucas Glover as a potential player to be on the team. What a good man. What a good player. And I can do nothing. I can't second guess Zach for 1 second. And it's just too bad you're limited on the number of players you can pick.
Well, my friend,
it'd be very interesting. You know, throughout the years, you know, we've seen how the Ryder Cup has gone from 2 picks now up to 6 picks throughout the year. And it kind of mirrors what the European team did. And they did it based on, you know, a lot of it on camaraderie. And I know that with the Ryder Cup coming up in a couple weeks. So what do you feel? What do you think is going to happen there with our team, the European team? You know, some pundits have said that the European team is overmatched, overwhelmed. But, you know, it's so exciting to watch the Ryder Cup because you just don't know until you get there and see what happens and you get past all the hype and there you go. So what's your take? Who do you really think that is it going to be close? Is it going to be a blowout? Do you think the Europeans might win? What do you think?
I think the USA can win on foreign soil with the team they have. I just think it'll be one incredible week to be able to tune in and watch it. What TV station, what network is going to be carrying it?
I believe that's NBC. And okay. your friend Gene Elliott, he went with a nice, comfortable win for the U.S. as well. He likes the team. Bill Buettner,
I've got to go with the red, white, and blue. I mean, I think that they've got depth on the Europeans. I think they're stronger in the second half than they are in the top half.
Well, and fatigue, they say, fellas, is going to be a factor here.
Oh, yeah.
And with that depth, because you've got a lot of rookies, newbies on the European tour as well as U.S., but they're not that seasoned in international play, and I think that'll be a factor as well.
Let me ask the other professionals in our group here, can you guys ever remember an international competition in Italy before?
Wow. Molinari's. Where's Molinari's from?
From Italy.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to name players that are from Italy.
Well, they had the Italian Open.
I don't think they have a home course edge for the entire team. Like, who's played at this facility before?
Wow, well, you know what? Actually, one of them has that didn't get picked for the European squad, Adam Mrok, who's from Poland, and he won the Italian Open there at the Marco Simone Golf Course, and he didn't get picked for the Ryder Cup for the European team. But, in fact, I'm hearing that the design of the golf course from different sources out there, that it's a stadium course. It's like TPC Sawgrass, and it's not like your typical European golf course. I'm not sure if that does play into the Americans' hands or not. But one of the players that Zach picked was Ricky Fowler, who's won the Tournament Players' Championship, might emerge as one of the key players for the team this year.
Yeah, I think we have advantages in Europe this time for because there's very little experience with playing golf in Italy. I know nothing about the golf course. I haven't taken the time to research it. I'm leaving that up to Zach. But I think we can. I'm kind of going to go with Gene Elliott's thought that maybe we can win pretty handily.
Well, I certainly hope so. Well, Mark Egli, I appreciate you taking time as always. I wanted to get a little bit more perspective on Zach and his captaincy. I guess he called it that. And you know him as well as you do. I'll give you a call first of next week. I got several things I want to visit with you about, and I'll be up there in about 3 weeks, so we can get together, and I appreciate you taking time to join us.
Make that soon. I have something going on that involves a day that you came out, and your old Sports Connection magazine did a thing that a day that I spent with Arnold, and you did a great job of taking pictures. I found out this week that I am up for a finalist for the National Deacon Palmer Award. And I know you have some pictures that would come in handy someday. So I would love to see you when you get back here to Iowa.
Well, I'm going to go through all that stuff, and hopefully I can find those great pics, because that was a superb day. You and I and a handful of people riding around with the king. And that was one of my most memorable days in the world of sport. I've been blessed.
Arnold was riding around with you?
He was running around with Dr. Tom Davis.
Oh, okay.
Mark Egli was right there, and I was the cart behind him, Mr. Smarty Pants, taking pictures for him. And
the Rodney Dangerfield cart.
Yeah,
exactly.
So your fellow pros could appreciate this. Maybe the listeners won't. But when I played competitively, I was a Wilson guy. And my best friend, Jerry Vidovic, is a Chicago guy in Wilson. And he ended up with the prototype of the Arnold Palmer design by putter. And Mike was there when I gave it to Arnold as a thank you for everything he did for me in my life. And it brought tears to Arnold's eyes. And he looked at it and he goes, "This hasn't been in my hands for 50 years. I know what this is." And it's nice having a nice witness like Mike there when I was able to do that. But it was one of the highlights of my entire life, of knowing, giving something Arnold that he truly, truly, truly appreciated.
That was a wonderful afternoon at Tournament Club of Iowa, which was an Arnold Palmer signature course. All right, my man.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Enjoy those 75-degree temperatures
up there in paradise.
I appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thanks.
That's the quietest you've been when I've had back-to-back Iowans in the conversation without your Tom Gribben humor.
They were wonderful guests.
Thank you very much. I didn't want
to jump in on Iowa. I mean, that's not fair.
No.
I'm just wondering, how many more people?
Do you know anybody
outside of Iowa
I've tapped the program? I've tapped them all.
I think he just wants to be associated with the nice people of Iowa.
They were informative. They were great guests. I'm not going to jump in on Iowa, but if you're going to start.
Just when I'm flapping my jaws, jumping in. So, Sadie,
a good corn joke.
One of the things we're going to have to be careful of, we keep talking about Iowa this way, is that we're going to have every presidential candidate want to phone in next week and talk golf with us.
Well, that's not happening with Tom Gribben around. I can assure you that.
No, that'd be great to have them all. Are you kidding me? Although I will remind you that the day after the primary is open, none of them will talk about Iowa.
Well, we we have some activity up here on the 19th hole and our simulators. We've got five beautiful ladies. They're up here trying to conquer it, and they had to.
I saw a couple hit into the condos already.
They're taking scenic. We're looking for some real estate.
Well, Sadie, what did you say? If you go into the condos or the trees, not to worry about it, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
Enjoy the day.
We can find all kinds of things for you to do here. We'll steal you away from Fred and Charlie, and you can work the simulators for me.
Yeah. He's put a whole new light on my game already. It's like, what the heck? I'm in the water. Yeah, what a beautiful day.
Yeah, what I'm going to get all worked up about. It's just a game of golf. But, we did a tribute to Jimmy Buffett last week, 2 hours, and Tom knew Jimmy very, very well. And all week long, I've been thinking about this during any tense period, and there's been a lot of them recently. Jimmy would say, breathe in, breathe out.
Move on.
Yep. Breathe in, breathe out, move on. And I think that's I don't care if you're 24 years old or 104 like me. I think the beauty of it is that across the board, it'd be something that people should have in their car, at home, whatever they're doing. Breathe in, breathe out, move on. Were those lyrics to any of his songs?
Yes. And, but you know, that's hard hard to use that philosophy when you got 50 grand on the line on a 7-foot putt.
Yeah. Like Bill Butner used to back in the day. What was that guy's name? Disco Dick?
Yeah.
Disco Dick. Come on. Stop talking about Dick Zokol. He's a legend.
Yeah. He's a real legend.
He is on this show.
Yeah, exactly. The only time he's been a legend is on the Tee, Florida.
Now, Buford Davis Jr., that's a whole other story.
Please.
Hey, you know, we're approaching 8 minutes before the top of the hour. There's two things I got to slip in here. One of them is Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report brought to you by Yank and Crank, which is extreme fishing fashion. And the weather report comes to you today from Silverado, California, which it feels like 64-61% humidity, wind southwest 8 miles per hour. There's no seas at 2 to 3 feet light chop because they're in the Santa Ana Mountains out there, and it goes down to low at 60. So this is perfect golf weather out there for the PGA Tour. But the other thing I wanted to mention is we do have the John Rager Report. If you follow on the Tee Florida or John Rager Golf on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, now known as X, you'll see different stories about it. One of the things I wanted to report, and this is something that in December becomes very relevant, but Grant Thornton Invitational, it's now a merger of the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour that are going to be playing down at Tiburon. That used to be Greg Norman's tournament that was played for a number of years. And so coming up in December, they're going to have some premier pairings of PGA and LPGA Tour players, Rose Zhang and Sahith Theegala and Tony Finau, Nelly Korda, Ricky Fowler, Jessica Korda, Corey Connors and Brooke Henderson, the Canadians up there. They're going to play that December 8th through 10th at Tiburon Golf Club. And so it's the first mixed team co-sanctioned event between the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour since John Daly, our own John Daly, local John Daly, and Laura Davies won the final edition of the JCPenney Classic in 1999 at Bardmore Golf Club. So that's a quick John Rager golf report there. Again, follow on the Tee Florida or follow John Rager Golf on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and you'll be able to see some stories like this to get you ready for a unique event that's going to happen in Naples coming down the road in December.
I'm glad you brought up John Daly as we thank our good friend Ice Pick Vodka, even though I don't think he's a vodka guy, but he's got another cocktail coming up. But John Daly this past week, he loves Arkansas Razorbacks. He's down at the university. And where his son, John, is a sophomore now, I believe. Yeah, sophomore. And they had a competition. Now, this is JD. You know what he looks like these days. Celebrities kicking field goals. John Daly gets up there, 35-yarder. The old straight-on toe.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Well, actually, and that went viral this week, too, you know. Little John Daly's son in the NIL is probably making more money this year than John made on his rookie year on the PGA Tour. Yeah, but John's got it. He kicks left-footed there, and it was the Ascension tournament, and he went ahead, and they had a little exhibition down there at the stadium. He could hit and giggle and throw balls around, but he nailed I'm not sure how far it was again, but you mentioned 35, 40-yarder or whatever. and just nailed it old Mark Mosley style from the Washington Redskins. Just nailed it right through the uprights. Hold my beer, everybody. John Daly.
Lou the Toe Groza.
Lou the Toe.
Lou the Toe Groza.
Yeah.
Tom Dempsey. There was a unique cat. Half a foot, and he kicked a 61-yarder.
Sebastian Janikowski, Florida State.
Jan Stenerud, the start of it all.
Look at poor Sadie. She's like, God, these old guys are just sitting there.
Well, let me tell you, let's go back into history a little bit, because, you know, my dad played 12 years in the NFL. He's an all-pro linebacker for the Steelers.
Yeah,
he also played. He played with the Redskins, and Pete and Charlie Gogolak. Charlie and Pete played for the Giants and the Redskins, and they were the first soccer-style kickers in the NFL.
Yeah, yes.
Well, I tell you what, I thoroughly enjoyed your presence here today, Sadie. I think we're going to be convincing you another star is born in the world of Tom Gribben. And, you know, having your bodyguard here in Bill Butner, or maybe you're his bodyguard. Have you two played golf together, too?
Of course we have.
Of course. I don't remember, but
he looked at him like that somewhere.
He looked at you with a dumb stare.
We've had a lot of range time together.
Yes, we have a lot
of range time.
Yeah, we have a lot of range time together.
All right. But I'm glad that you refused his offer to be a coach after he shut you down and you went to date. Of course, you got to go on the East Coast. You had a blast, I'm sure.
I did.
Hey, Mike,
great.
We got to get something right in before the deadline, right? We got to get this in right now. It's Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse on the tee, Florida. Monday night football and golf. You're going to play Michelob Ultra's shots and squares. You can play the first quarter, the first half, and the final score. All you got to do is combine a golf shot and a putt with your pick on the square board of your favorite team. And you're going to win some cash out there. So come visit us Monday nights, and you also get bonus points for wearing your team logo. So come to Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse, sponsored by Michelob Ultra, and have some fun this Monday night.
Well, I had the boys slap these up. They got the flyers out with the scan. I got them slapped all over the bar tonight. And we've got all the Eagles fans. I don't know if they know how to golf, but they're all downstairs getting ready for their game. So we'll be having a blast. And I might even talk into recruiting you and have some fun and make some money down here on a wild Monday night football. You're the perfect age group. I might be recruiting you, young lady. All right. So, Bill, I appreciate you coming down. It's a small, small world after all, as they say, Tom Gribben. And
sure.
It certainly is. So from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Ricker for John Rager, Kerry McNally, who made a cameo appearance, Tom Gribben, Bill Butner, Gene Elliott, and I won't... I do not believe how I typed your name. Sadie Chaplaskuski. That's what I first said. Joe Bedrill and Matt on the control. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.